For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a Norwegian seaport up above the Arctic Circle, 240 miles north of the Arctic Circle, to be precise. The port looks out onto a bay that's part of the Barents Sea. This northern city is a port of call for the Hurtigruten cruise line. Its ships travel daily up and down Norway's western coast. These are not your typical cruise ships. They are no-frills, working vessels. Or as one guide puts it, there's no bingo, no karaoke, no dancing girls. We'll check into that, but first name that Norwegian seaport close to the Russian border. We're plying the waters off Norway's rugged western coast in search of the answer to our GeoQuiz today, and we're going to get some help from Anna Kristin Tvedt. She's a tour guide for the Hurtigruten Cruise Line Company. It operates a no-frills cruise ship fleet that takes tourists and locals up and down the coast. Anna, you're aboard the Vestre Len. Where are you right now? What are the seas like today?
So we are now on the west coast of Norway. We left Trondheim this morning. 4 days ago, we turned in the northeast in Kirkenes. Kirkenes is only 6 kilometers from the Russian border.
Kirkenes, and that's in northeast Norway?
That's where the coastal liner turn and sail south again.
Now, I understand your cruises are partly for travelers, but it's also a working ship. You're picking up shipments of what on the way up and down the coast?
It's really a working ship. We are like a bus on the coast, you see, and serve the people along the coast. So we are a combination of passenger and cargo ships and with a lot of tourists, or I would like to say people on holiday from every corner of the world.
Right.
Richard Witt started this sailing in 1893, so we have been sailing for 117 years.
And what do these passengers share the ship with? What's the cargo usually?
Everything. We carried a lot of fish, any kind of cargo to and from the different ports.
Now, you don't take passengers far out to sea. You don't offer the usual amenities for cruise ship travelers. There's no shuffleboard, no bingo, no fine dining, and all-you-can-eat buffets.
No. Our entertainment is what you see and what you experience in the port, and also meeting local people coming and going. But, of course, now in the winter, it is the days are very short. So for the three last years, Hurtigruten has started a program called Hunting the Lights. So everybody come in winter time to see the Northern Lights.
Right. It's a Northern Lights safari, huh?
Yeah, the Aurora Borealis. And I just spoke to... we meet south and northbound ships meet in some ports, and yesterday night they were going to have 40 people from China coming to try to see the Northern Lights.
Now, there's a lot to see along the shore, but do you ever get a chance to go ashore? Can you get close-ups of the fjords and sea eagles?
People can go ashore in every port, go on a city sightseeing, visit a church, go dog sledging in the wintertime or snow scooter, or to meet the Sami people and see reindeer, winter as well as in summer.
Is that what Sami people do? Is it pretty much just reindeer herding?
No, only a small part of the Sami people today live from reindeer keeping, less than 10%. Of course, it's the most exotic part of the Sami culture, you could say. They also have modernized their way of living with the reindeer. But they still use, instead of the snow scooter, when they go around in these huge areas to watch the reindeer, they still use the reindeer and sledge. Because, you know, the engine on the reindeer never stops, and they don't need any petrol.
So true. Anna Kristin Tvedt, tour guide aboard the cruise ship Vestre Len off the west coast of Norway. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Yeah, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And come and see the Northern Lights in winter and the midnight sun in summer.
Will do.